Joyce, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Joyce is here to join me as I sign a proclamation declaring February American Heart Month. Part of the reason she is here is because she understands what Laura understands and what a lot of Americans are coming to understand, is that heart disease is the number one killer of both women and men.
Yes.
And that through awareness of this disease, people are more likely to be able to recognize symptoms and deal with it. And so there's what we call the Heart Truth Campaign, the Red Dress Campaign. And Laura's very much involved with that. She's in New York today at a fashion show heralding the Heart Truth Campaign. Joyce is with me because when Laura was here last in Kansas City, she went to St. Luke's Hospital and talked about the importance for people to recognize the symptoms of heart disease. Joyce had such symptoms, went to the hospital, and prevented a serious heart disease and heart attack, and sits here with the president.
How about that?
But more importantly, she's very much a part of the Heart Truth Campaign here in Kansas City.
Yes.
And she's helping people understand two things. One, be able to recognize the symptoms, and secondly, be able to prevent the symptoms from happening in the first place. People need to have screenings and checkups. People need to live healthy lives through exercise and no tobacco. In other words, the decisions we make will affect whether or not, you know, our hearts remain strong. And so I want to thank you for being a strong leader in the campaign for awareness. And so it's my honor, Joyce, to join you as and observe what as you watch me sign this proclamation declaring February American Heart Month.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you. Give this to the
I will. Thank you all.